I'm recording on my Anchor. Hello, hello. Welcome to my podcast, Motivation for Life, Human Relationships, and Psychology and Human Science. This is your friend, Suzu Kennedy, and I am talking here. We are going to analyze the situation, but we're also going to have some hope, okay? I'm also going to leave you with some hope. And I'm also going to leave you with how to cope. You know, I'm a problem-solving kind of person. How to cope with a new situation, with a new reality. Obviously, we're all going through a new reality, a new order of things. By the way, order comes from the word orden. In Spanish, means ordenador. Ordenador means computer, okay? So it's more about a new system on there, which we are. So what to do about this system? There's a lot of people talking. So one guy said, disengage, okay? You don't like this, you don't have to. We need to understand, I'm talking here about freedom. Disengage and do your own thing. What I'm saying, but we have to do it together, okay? We have to disengage together from this whole situation that we don't agree. Do you agree not being able to go to church? Do you agree our children not being able to go to school? Do you agree that everybody is just bowing and saying, yeah, we wanna lose our job? Do you wanna lose your job? Do you wanna lose your church community, your church friends? Do you want your children to be isolated with no friends? You want your children to have no friends, no social interaction? Do you want to be in a quarantine? Do you realize that virus doesn't even exist? Do you realize you live, in your body live more than 10,000 viruses? The only people getting sick are the ones that their immune system is already bad and struggling. And a lot of us, a lot of people have a very weak immune system because they don't eat well. So I'm going to tell you, according to me, and I'm not the only one that says this, how to cope with this situation. Given the situation, given we are being forced to stay home because there's a ghost outside, okay? I don't believe that. I don't know how easily people panic with fear. Fear is the opposite of love. The opposite of love is not hate, it's fear. Okay? Like when a little animal, when you rescue an animal, you know that animal is in fear of you and it's gonna probably attack you or bite you. But when you show some love to the animal, then love is acceptance. Love is also taking actions, okay? So if you love yourself, why do you comply? Don't you love yourself? Don't you love your children? Don't you love your family? Don't you have anything to lose? We have a lot of things to lose. We could lose our house. We could lose the house. We could lose the car. We could lose the job. We are losing our freedom of assembly. You are losing a constitutional freedom of assembly. You are losing a freedom to practice your religion. And are you okay with that? I'm not okay with that. We gotta do something. So how to cope? Okay, I'm not gonna tell you, yes, stay home as soon as you can. And on May 4, when they tell us that we can all go to the street, we're just all gonna go to the street. No, no. I'm not saying, I'm gonna tell you something, okay? How to cope with this? I'm gonna tell you one thing that is perfectly legal. Take care of your body. Take care of yourself, take care of your family. How? I'm gonna tell you how to take care of your body, okay? Make your body strong. I'm gonna tell you something. Stop buying junk food. Stop buying processed food. Stop poisoning yourself. Stop making your body an environment for toxicity, okay? There is one lady in Houston who has a business to clean your colon. Go ahead and do that. Do the enema. Go ahead, do the coffee enema or because coffee has nitrogen. Okay, well, I drink a lot of coffee, so nitrogen is a very powerful. We are made of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. Okay, so if I'm like a plant, plants live on nitrogen and oxygen just like me, okay? Well, I am more like a plant, of course. Am I an animal? I'm more like than an animal. We are flesh and body, and we are spirit, okay? We are mostly an incarnated spirit in this body, and it's your responsibility to take care of your body. What kind of food have you been doing? Okay, you're not gonna catch anything. Anybody can sneeze right there on your face, and you're not gonna catch anything. And if you have taken care of your body, okay, I would say stay away from alcohol, as hard as it sounds. Yes, I know. Sometimes you're like, you know what? I don't wanna worry about it. I don't wanna be anxious anymore. I don't wanna be in fear. I just wanna drink. Be careful, because in this time, anybody can become an alcoholic. Who's going to benefit? The alcohol companies. Okay. Another way to cope: prepare your meals. Cook at home. Cook cheap. I'm gonna be making some videos on how to cook cheap. Just cook lentils, beans, potatoes, rice, quinoa. Just add a little bit of salt, a little bit of garlic, onion, spices. If you combine pepper with turmeric, you make a powerful combination against cancer. Be healthy. Do exercise at home. Okay, I would say just put some YouTube videos. Do your yoga or whatever. You can dance. There's lots and lots of YouTube. Dance at home. Get a jump rope. Jump at home. You can also, we are allowed to go on walks. You can go running, walking. If you don't do any of that, just do exercise at home. Dance for 1 hour. Dance with the family. I don't know. Do exercise. Eat. But the most important, exercise is only like 10% of your health, okay? It's not because you don't do exercise, that's why you are like this. No, exercise is only 10%. It's just like a compliment. The most important is what you eat, okay? What you eat. What are you putting in your mouth? That's the most important thing. Are you eating dead animals? Well, then don't expect your immune system to resist that much, unless you are like made of iron, something like that. Unless you are Iron Man and Wonder Woman. Anyway, a lot of people who are meat eaters, they still have a strong immune system, and that's just because that's their genetics or that's their metabolism. Okay, obviously your metabolism is stronger when you eat plants, when you have a plant-based diet. Go vegan. If you go vegan, I can guarantee you, because it happened to me, because I lived it in my own body, okay? I experienced it, and I have seen people very close to me experience. My whole family has gone vegan, okay? I have close friends that I admire and love. I can tell you, I can look at a person and I can say, he's vegan. She is not. He is not. You can tell at the body shape of a carnivore is a very swollen stomach, okay? Men and women, if you have a swollen stomach, like you're pregnant, that means you are not vegan. You are a meat eater, and you have inflammation because of all that you eat is still stuck there. Okay, so, and that messes up with your memory. That messes up with your whole health, okay? So you gotta understand the way you eat, it creates an environment and a host environment for any virus. No wonder why they have been feeding us with all these things in the supermarkets. No wonder why marketing is so strong, right? Because if they feed these humans this type of food, they're gonna not think, They're going to be always dizzy, always fatigued. They're going to be slow. I mean, really, don't tell me when. I mean, Americans, we are super helpless. Why Americans are we so helpless? Because, yes, I am American. Yes, I got my citizenship a few years ago because I wanted to. Mm-hmm. That's another topic. However, I'm going to tell you something. Give your immune system a boost. You need to get sunlight every day, at least like 30 minutes. That's your vitamin D. Get in the backyard of your house, lay there on a towel and get the sunlight. You know, get out naked or in your underwear. Make sure your kids are not live streaming with the class. Okay, whatever. And then eat a lot of organic fruits, eat raw, detox. Watch all these videos about how to detox your body. I'm very happy when I go grocery shopping. I see a lot more people in the vegetables, a lot. When I used to go grocery shopping, it was just me or a few, 2-3 more people, me buying organic vegetables. Now it's like a lot of people, like we are like, it's hard to keep the social distancing because everybody's buying fruits and vegetables. That's great. I hope this tragedy and this disgrace that is happening in the world is going to make us aware of the changes that we need to make to take care of our bodies, to take care of our loved ones. Stop eating processed foods. You don't imagine all the poisons processed food have, why people get Alzheimer. I mean, stop eating oils. Also, oils are really bad for our system. Get in shape. But I'm not saying you don't have to worry about too much about exercise, okay? Yes, exercise for about 35 minutes each day. Break a sweat and you'll be fine. I mean, you don't need to become an athlete, right? Like I started, just wanted to do some exercise. Then I became an athlete, but that's because I was already an athlete when I was younger, right? I was swimming. I was in a swimming team. And then I was in a basketball team for so many years. And then I went to college and I was a basketball player in college. So I was always running and swimming. My weakness is the bicycle, but I loved the bicycle when I was a girl. And so the bicycle is my challenge. And one of my dreams is to finish a triathlon. And I set up that goal and I'm gonna do it. And that's like my next thing that I'm gonna do, a triathlon. And that's what keeps me motivated. So also set up your goals. What do you want to accomplish? Okay, don't set up a time limit. Gary V, the expert in social media and marketing, and he sells wines also. Gary V, he says, you need to keep a good relationship with time and with yourself, okay? Don't care about time. Just keep that goal in your mind and focus on that goal and do it. And produce, and do your goal, okay? So my goal is also to have 100 subscribers in my YouTube channel. That's my goal. And I can talk about anything. I mean, I can just come here and tell you stories, because I like to talk. So my goal is to get 100 subscribers in my YouTube page, maybe 1,000 subscribers in YouTube. And my goal is to launch my life coach services company that I already have it. I am a life coach and I help people with self-esteem, relationships, mostly I have helped family conflicts, marriage conflicts, mother and daughter, father and son, depression in a family member. I have helped everybody that becomes my friend. They love life more after they met me. Tell me if not, the ones who you know me tell me if not after you met me, you love life, even my exes. Okay. Every time I break up with a boyfriend, I try to that they get to life. They get the idea that we gotta love life, okay? So my complaining about the situation, why do I complain? Because I love life, and because love is the opposite of fear. They want you to be in fear so that you don't help others, so that you don't take action, so that you only worry about yourself. You need to understand this, okay? If you are in fear, you're going to be like a little animal that is in fear. You're going to attack, okay? If you are in fear, you're going to be desperate. You're going to be anxious. You're going to be mad. You're going to be sad, mad, sad, depressed, anxious. And you're going to always find an escape, okay? You're always going to try to find... being in fear, why are you in fear for? Okay, really, there is no real enemy. No, but I mean, are you fearing of the extraterrestrials taking over the world? Yes. Disengage. Okay, it's like, did you see the movie The Incredibles? In the movie The Incredibles, they were all hypnotized and they were all following the bad leaders, you know, the evil one of the story. The Incredibles movie has this message where there is this evil techie guy sending a hypnotic message to everybody that listened to his music. Everybody was, and everybody was going to get killed. That's pretty much how the world is. So what happened is the Incredibles and the mom was the hero, right? They could disengage people and they could take over the mask or take off something like some glasses from people. And they would just, people, when they woke up, they were like, oh, okay, we can see now. We can see each other now. We are safe. So don't jump on that boat that are telling you to engage in technology. I'm not saying, I have nothing against technology. I love technology, but technology is not your life. Technology is not the most important in your life. The most important in our life is what they're taking away. They want to replace technology over our capacity to love each other. They're taking away our practicing our religion. They're taking away our human gathering and being together. And I just can't tolerate why you people are so accepting this. I mean, do they own you? When did you give your life? Oh yeah, when I became a citizen, I made a promise. But I didn't promise my life or my freedom. I was told I was in the free of the land and the home of the brave. I don't see any brave ones and I don't see any free ones. Okay. Well, it was, yes, when I went to the park today, it was really nice to see a lot of people strolling by, riding bikes, and on their, the park was full. There were lots of cars and there was a lot of people walking, jogging, running, biking, strolling, and everybody keeping social distancing, whatever. But it was just so amazing to see it looked like a Sunday or Saturday on a Tuesday. So I'm so happy to see people are getting out and are doing some exercise to stay healthy. And I hope everybody, if you're listening, if you need a diet, call me. 832-764-1757. But text me first. Text me to 832-764-1757. Tell me your name and tell me what you want. If you want a meal plan, if you want on how to go vegan. If you want to go vegan, I'll give you a diet. If you want to go vegetarian, I'll give you a vegetarian diet. If you want to just quit meat, pork, and chicken, and you just want to eat fish, I'll give you a diet for the Mediterranean diet that includes fish. But anything else, I would say stop dairy, stop eating eggs, stop oils, stop processed food. I will tell you what to buy. And actually, I want to go to the grocery store and ask permission to make a video on what to buy. And what to, so that I can tell you what to buy, what kind of food you can eat to stay healthy and to stay strong, okay? But also remember, you need to get hugs from your family. Get hugs and get kisses from your family so that we are all together, okay? You're not going to get anything. Feed your system with strong cells, okay? Your cells are going to be strong if you have oxygen, if you have sunlight, if you have green leaves, if you drink these green juices. I'm going to show you how to make a green juice and you'll be fine. Teas, drink like mushroom tea, cordyceps tea, with garlic club in the tea, onion, ginger needs to be like in the juicer. There's so many things. Your apple cider vinegar also in a cup of water. There's so many things, and I'm gonna make a list. And now that I know how to make video, how to record my voice over a screen, now that I know how to make a screen video, I'm gonna be showing you a lot of recipes and a lot of, I love PowerPoint, so I'm already making my PowerPoints and be sharing with you guys, with everybody, PowerPoints. If you are a mom and you have a baby, breastfeed your baby. Don't give your baby junk industrial food. Make the food for your baby. Okay, thank goodness my kids have a very strong immune system because of the food that we eat, that is natural food, homemade food. I made a decision to cook every day. So the food that we eat is, I cook it every day and we eat it fresh. I don't have anything in my refrigerator. I don't like eating anything that is not fresh. And I'm not talking about an animal that was just killed yesterday. Ew. No. That is like a crime. No. Animals are friends, not food. And that, you need to understand this. There's a karma, okay? You need to like ask forgiveness to all the animals you've been eating your whole life, because now there is a karma. And I'm sorry to tell you, you're not gonna like me talking like this, but I have to tell you the truth. I have to tell you that I had to ask forgiveness to all the little animals that died because I needed to eat or because I was fed. We don't need to do that. We are perfectly fine eating plants. We are perfectly fine eating fruits, vegetables, beans, rice, potatoes, and tofu. Soy is really good. It's like soy is like nothing happened. A lot of people satanize soy. No, soy is very good. It's a very fundamental meal. And just be natural. And I feel very sad to hear that a lot of people are getting sick. But that's because you were already not taking care of your body. Okay, so I can tell you, text me and ask me what I can help you with. I can help you with your diet. I can help you with how to immune your immune system. I can help you with, hi, I'm introduction. I can help you with relationships. I can help you how to control your temper, how to control your emotions, how to control yourself, how to be hopeful. Now, the way that we should cope with this situation is disengage, ignore, don't panic. I mean, trust life, okay? I know, let's find other ways to work. Let's find other coin. Let's find other exchange of goods, okay? Let's just try to make our own society when if we look at each other and if we organize as in communities, we can just live differently, okay? There's a group, there's a tribe of people in another country that they disengage and they ignore. I went to visit them. I'm not gonna say where it is because I don't want anybody to go there and destroy them. But I can tell you, there is a group of people, there is a tribe in another country. There's many different tribes that they disengage from technology, disengage from the coin, from the language, and from all the power institutions, and they just live on their own. And they're happy, they're perfectly okay. So, okay, hold on, give me 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes. Sorry, I'm about to wrap this off. So what I'm saying is, just to wrap this up, is we can cope with this, but we gotta be smart, and we need to stay in communication with each other. We can stay, use technology for our convenience, take care of your body, trust life, and trust yourself that you are gonna be able to take responsibility for your body and to stay healthy. It's your responsibility. It's actually, it all falls on what you put in your mouth every day. Thank you very much for watching my channel. This is Azucena Kennedy. You can text me and tell me your name and tell me what you need and where you're from. And it's 832-764-1757. Thank you. Bye.